Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. We had two people with their own walk-on music. Had to let that come through there. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us this morning. D. Led, I wanted to publicly thank you. Last time I saw you, we met. We haven't been together face-to-face in such a long time, and so it was great to see you, and I wanted to just say that because I missed you last time you were on. So there you go, man. It was great to see you a few weeks ago.
Yeah, likewise, Greg. Always good, and especially for a good project that you're working on there. That was awesome. Good to see you and good to be here this morning with you and Sam.
Great to be here. Of course, this is the week we've been counting down to. The draft is coming, and obviously you've been keeping an eye on things with the Falcons. I see something you just put up on Twitter or X or whatever you call it in the last 15 minutes about the Falcons taking a quarterback. You know, your thoughts on what we may see later on this week.
Yeah, no, that was, the story about them probably going defense in the draft after spending all the money on the quarterback, and then the final mock draft is up. So, yeah, you know, they've got their work done. The board's set. They're just doing last-minute stuff. You know, a big factor is going to be the medicals here on the UCLA defensive end, Luate Lata. You know, him and Dallas Turner and Jared Verse are in that same tier defensive end. So, that may affect which direction the Falcons are going to go on Thursday night.
You know, I was thinking about this with all this quarterback conversation this particular year. When I was thinking about when you were going to be coming on with it this weekend, you have probably in years past seen conversations like this. Maybe not the same amount of quarterbacks going out, but in years past when they have spent this much time talking about quarterbacks, what have you seen as far as the production of those quarterbacks? Are these guys, from what you've heard, you know, pretty much on par, or are you just looking at this and shaking your head going, nobody knows yet? This isn't unproven science.
No, it's we got a pretty close comparison, two of them, in recent years, 20 and 21. You know, the first year you did, you know, Jalen Hurts and that group where they're pretty much Joe Burrow, you know, they're 5 for 5 on the quarterback. Then the next year, they take the 5 quarterbacks, and only Trevor Lawrence is the one still with his team. You know, Zach up in the Jets, he's still with the Jets, but he's going to get traded probably. Mm-hmm. But Trey Lance has been traded, Justin Fields and Mac Jones have all been traded. So in recent years, the 20 draft went pretty good with the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow's year. And then the next year, Trevor Lawrence's year, the quarterback, they missed on 4 of the 5 quarterbacks. So this year they're probably going to be, you know, 3 or 4 that do well, maybe 6 that get drafted in the first round.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline this morning. Always great to catch up with D. Orlando Ledbetter. And he is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. All right, D-Led, the number one pick, we pretty much all decided should be an edge rusher. Who does the edge really go to among the three that we're talking about? A lot of people, Turner, a lot of people feel like because he's from Alabama, we've had a chance to watch this guy a lot more than Latu, who seems to be, the leader on a lot of people's charts. Which ones you see and may have the inside track?
Yeah, I'm thinking, the medicals work out. You're okay with the neck injury with Lata. I think he's the top-rated one. He's had back-to-back double-digit sack seasons, and we know that's been a problem around here. And he's starting to hear that Turner's not like Will Anderson. He's not as powerful. He's more of a finesse edge setter, but he's technically sound and attacking the ball and dropping into coverage. So, yeah, certainly an elite player also. And then the verse kid in from Florida, he's just a very powerful player on the edge. So, they've got to stack it and get it right there. And then the wild card move would be a cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. He's one of the top cornerbacks. One of the Alabama kids, Terry and Arnold, they visited with him. So, yeah, you kind of got to think defense over there. And there may be a very good receiver there, too, out of the three receivers in the draft. Romain Odunze could be there, but I don't think the Falcons – he's the same player as Drake London, so you don't take him if he's there.
How do you address the Falcons fans that we've been hearing from that talk about wanting to get a defensive back? Talking about, is there somebody that may be available? You talk about the two picks in the third round. You got the two picks in the sixth round. But should a defensive back be a concern as far as the Falcons?
Oh, yeah, because you're opposite of A.J. Terrell. You got Clark Phillips, who played good as a rookie, but he doesn't have elite speed. But he's a football player. He may end up in the slot. They got a bunch of nickelback candidates. But as far as a strong, sturdy right cornerback, you always want to add to the backfield. That's Raheem Morris's background and expertise. So is Jimmy Lake, the new defensive coordinator. So they're going to probably figure they can find them a cornerback later. So that's where we're at with the cornerback.
D-Lay, thoughts about the O-line? I mean, are we set with that? Do you feel like if we can help ourselves – with this draft, we definitely want to make an ad in that area.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. You got to keep Kirk Cousins up, and that line hasn't been a very good pass blocking line. So they've been a good run blocking line, but probably a C-minus, C-plus pass blocking line. So you're going to have to throw it some, and you want to make sure that the 35-year-old quarterback is protected. But they rave about the line when you talk about the transition and, all the starters are coming back. The rookie left guard can get better. You kind of know what you got in McGarry over there. And, of course, Lindstrom and Jake Matthews, those guys are elite. The center's got to get better, and the left guard and the right tackle got to get – well, the right tackle probably not going to get better now 8 years in, but – The center and the left guard Bergeron, they got to get a little bit better here to make sure they can protect Kirk Cousins.
Hey, D-Led, I don't know if we've asked you or got your thoughts on the new kickoff rule for the NFL moving forward, and would that be something that teams might look into the way this is now going to be done when they start drafting special teams players?
Yeah, no doubt. And, one of the top special teams players is Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. He looks like baby Deebo Samuel. So it's going to be some guys that do get drafted a little higher because of the new rules. The way the coaches are looking at it is that it's like a running play. You got to stand still till the ball lands, and then you go, then the running play starts. So you're going to have combination blocks, and you can't wedge block, but you could definitely trap block. And running back type returners are going to be, on display. So they're excited about getting Avery Williams back because that's basically his thing. He's a great punt returner, but now they think this rule is going to help him as a kickoff returner. That's why they you know, they're spending money on trying to bring Cordarrelle Patterson back.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's funny that you say it the way you did, because we've spent the last couple of years talking about how that position has diminished in the NFL. So now you talk about with this new rule change, might that extend the play of these running backs who may have been, you know, put on the shelf after year three, four, or five, whenever they do it. Now they have new life because of this kickoff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Them and the receivers that have a little wiggle to them, you know, the fourth or fifth receiver or you know, extra cornerback, you know, all the skilled guys that, you know, can return it a little bit will have a shot to make the team.
Spending time on the waitforit.com outline with D. Orlando Ledbetter from AJC and AJC.com. I guess all the hay is in the barn as far as getting things set. You count down to Thursday. Are you going to Detroit, and how much have you enjoyed the draft moving around rather than all those years when it's in the same place?
Yeah, no, we don't go to the draft. That's more a fan thing. They've created this event that, you know, the fans can come and watch and stand around and watch them announce names. But for us, we need to stay at the team headquarters and make sure we're at the nerve center where the decisions are being made.
Oh, come on, D-Lay.
Yeah, that's a made-for-TV event for the fans, and they seem to have a good time with it. One year I'll get to go, but as long as you're covering the draft, you don't really need to be there.
Well, you going to take it back to the days when they had them helmets sitting there and the guys would answer the phone with a helmet? That was like watching paint dry. So I do kind of like what they're doing with it, but the bottom line is the bottom line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but Sam, you should have known. He wasn't going to this year's.
What?
He would have gone last year. He would have gone next year. Where's D-Led from?
What?
Where's he from?
Ohio.
He ain't going to that state up north. He don't even say the name. Am I right, D-Led?
Oh, no. I get down with the D. I love Detroit.
Oh, okay. You're one of the first Ohio. See, I thought that was an Ohio-Michigan thing. You know, they don't call
it. Nah. My mom's from Detroit. She went to Cass Tech. So, yeah, I used to spend my summers on 7 Mile at my grandmother's house. So,
okay.
I'm all good with the D. I wouldn't mind going, actually.
Speaking of which, have you seen that commercial with the commissioner and Eminem where the commissioner calls it the D?
Oh, man.
And Eminem goes, no.
No, I got to look out for
that. You
got to
check that.
That's pretty cool,
and
yeah.
Eminem goes, am I being punked? him and Goodell are going back and forth. It's pretty funny. D. Orlando Ledbetter, as always, thank you, sir.
Thanks, D.
All right, Greg and Sam, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
There you go, D. Yeah, man, he's one of the few people from Ohio who would admit to going up, and vice versa, too. That's the one thing I've learned. They just call it the school down south or the school up north. They don't even say their names out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.